You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. The Biden administration is reportedly considering recommending a booster shot of the COVID vaccine, but almost a third of Americans over 12 haven't gotten their first dose yet. Some local health departments are pioneering a new way to reach the holdouts through micro-influencers. These aren't the big stars of social media with millions of fans and their own product lines or whatever. Rather, these folks have smaller, local followings in specific communities. The city of San Jose, California, and the Knight Foundation recently partnered with about 50 Vietnamese, Latinx, and Black micro-influencers to promote vaccines. Andy Lutsky is the city's chief communications and marketing officer. He says San Jose's vaccination rate rose 12 percentage points over the summer, in part because of the influencers' work.
There was one incredible post from a small business owner here in San Jose. His Instagram is marco.dng, and his post was this incredibly heartfelt, vulnerable post around how he has struggled in the last year and how important it was that his community got the vaccine so that small businesses like his could prosper. So as you looked at the content across all these creators, it did a fantastic job of reaching these communities in ways that they wanted to receive information in ways they already trusted.
What are the benefits of having them deliver this message versus, you know, someone with a really big following like Steph Curry or something?
Not everyone is listening to Steph Curry. For some people, they get information and they follow personalities who are more specific to their interests, specific to their backgrounds, specific to the kinds of people that they relate to. For some, it is a struggling Hispanic small business owner. For some, it is a young Vietnamese artist. So the goal is that influencer relations isn't our single avenue to solve misinformation, but it is one of several channels, ideally, that we can use so that we can communicate things like pandemic safety in a more high quality and accurate and timely fashion.
And it sounds like you guys are viewing this as almost, you know, a down payment in terms of reaching these communities in the long term.
You could imagine 20 years ago, public sector communications folks were saying, I need to have a website. I got to pay for web hosting. And maybe 10 years ago, they were saying, I got to have a Twitter and a Facebook. Influencer relations is going to be one of those things in the years ahead that we're going to see become more and more commonplace in the public sector and overall just improve the government's ability, particularly local government, to get the word out about important things and important causes.
Andy Lutsky is San Jose's chief communications officer. He says San Jose might use influencers to share information about wildfires, floods, and earthquakes next. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.